I'd like to move on to the discussion of Melachos and Gzeiros D'Rabbanan when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. As we spoke all about the different things connected to Melachos Mashavis, Darshan Miskavim, Sikresh, Melachos Shensil Gufa, Miskai, Mekalka, all those things which are in one form or another connected to Melachos Mashavis. But we know that there are a number of different Dinim D'Rabbanan Shabbos, a whole category of Dinim D'Rabbanan Shabbos. I'd like to look into some of those. There are a lot of Marma Kamas in this packet. Some of them will go pretty quickly. So we'll see if we can go through this as quickly as we can. We'll begin with, of course, the famous mission in Pirkei Avos, which is not talking about Shabbos at all, right? The first mission in Pirkei Avos, Bar Kalach, Mishnah Aleph, in Source 1, Moshe, Kibbel, Tor, Messina, etc., handed down generations to the Anshei Kasek Dola, who said three things. One of them is Asu Siyag LaTorah. That's one of the directives that we have as a something handed down from Moshe to Sinai, is that you have to set up a siyag, a safeguard, a fence around the Torah. Asu siyag la Torah, Rashi in Pirkei Avos explains, there in Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Asu siyag la Torah, Kloma asu mishmeres la mishmarto, kedei shelo yobo lidei isa shel Torah. Simple definition is you have to set up safeguards to prevent yourself from violating a din d'oraisa, right? The Torah has specific prohibitions, but there is a mandate to set up safeguards to protect yourself from ultimately coming to violate one of the Torah's prohibitions, right? That's what the Rashi says. The Rambam, in the Parish on Mishnah, there in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, in Source 3, says, Asu Siyag LaTorah, Rot Saloma, HaGzeros, HaTakonos. These are the rabbinic Gzeros, and the Takonos are Rabbanah, Asher Yarchiku, Esau, Adam, and Avera. They keep a person from violating an Avera. And he, like Rashi, refers to a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Achrimos, which is a vehicle of Parak Gurches Pasuk Laman that I printed in Source 4. It says, Ushmartem es mishmarti. Ushmartem es mishmarti. That's the language of the Torah. You should guard my guard.
So this seems to be an interesting machlokas and a nuance, but Rashi is saying it's to distance you from Yisur D'Oraisa.
Yeah.
The Rama was saying it's to distance you from any Avera.
Well, okay, but no, I think it means that the Torah defines an Avera. Then, in addition, then the Rabbanan put their rules on it, so that's included. But I don't think Rashi would disagree with that. Right? And they both refer to the same pasuk, Ushmartem es mishmarti, the very end of Parshas Achrimos, Veikar Perkir Ches Pasuk Pam, Ushmartem es mishmarti, Lemel Tiasos, etc., Ani Ashmal Keichem. So Rashi in Chumash says, what's that pasuk, Ushmartem es mishmarti, Lahazir Bezdin Al Kach. That's the job of the business. That's the job of the rabbinic court to set up safeguards. So that's the, as the Rambam said, that's the takonas and the gzeris that the chachamim imposed for the purpose of safeguarding the laws of the Torah. So again, we've mentioned in the past, the Torah only prohibits basar b'chol when the meat is red meat, animal meat, and the chachamim extended it to cover chicken and poultry also because they understood that it's going to likely confuse people. People associate chicken with meat, chicken with red meat. Very often, now it's very common, at least at the fancier affairs, to serve a piece of chicken and a piece of meat as the main course, and people refer to the meat of the chicken as dark meat, white meat, why we call it meat. So Chacham were concerned about the confusion, so therefore they answered Basar B'chol, poultry and milk also, even though it's not included in the Torah's law. Just as a side point, the Rambam Hilchos Mamre explaining, put it in the source, not our issue now, but the Rambam explains that what about Bal Tosif? How can they add on? Right, the side point. How can Rabbanan add on? So Rambam explains, Rabbanan can add on. That's asu mishmeres mishmarti, but not claiming that it's a deraisa. And so Rabbanan would claim that basar b'chol with poultry is a deraisa. That would talk to be a violation of baltosif. But they make it clear that it's in the Rabbanan. So that's a different story. That they're allowed to add. The baltosif means to claim that this is from the Torah. Okay, that's just a kind of a side point. But anyway, clearly, by the way, this drasha of Ushmartem es mishmarti, which the Rambam said, Asu mishmeres mishmarti, that's the Gemara in a few places. Yavamas, I quoted here from Moed Katan Haman Aleph, it's the first time it appears, Source 6, Ravashi Omar, Ushmartem es mishmarti, Asu mishmeres mishmarti. Okay, that's what I mean, Asu mishmeres mishmarti, you make a safeguard and so on. So for my mitzvah. Okay, now, this has nothing to do with Shabbos. This is a general rule of the Torah. And therefore, we can stop here and say, well, obviously, when it comes to Shabbos as well, there were certain things which the Rabbanan would impose and did impose that are in the category of a siyog to prevent you from violating something which is midaraisa. So Rabbanan answered certain things as well. However, when it comes to Shabbos, we find something else as well. Okay, the pasuk in Parshas Yisroel, in the Aseres HaDibros, when Shabbos is outlined, you know, in the detail for the first time, Perkov Pasek Yudu Shmoz, Vyomashi Shabbos Ramakacha, Lo Saseh, the Mitzvah Losa, Lo Saseh what? Lo Saseh Chol Melacha. Okay, so the Torah prohibits anything which is called a Melacha. All right, we spent some time explaining what a melacha is, what a melacha is not. But certainly what's prohibited is a melacha d'oraisa. Okay, the Torah prohibits melacha d'oraisa. By the same token, we've talked about this as well, although we'll see the second pasuk, but in Mishpatim, Perkov Gimel Pasuk in Beis, in verse 8, it says, Sheish Yisov Tasa Masecho Vayom Ashri Tish Bos. 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 Okay, so that we explained a little bit, and we'll talk more about it maybe later this week, about the, there's a mitzvah saseh of tishbos, to create an atmosphere or the ambiance of a day of rest, of a day of not doing malacha. Now, to the Torah in the Aser, it says, it's formulated as a lo saseh. It says the words, lo saseh. Lo saseh ha-malacha, that's obviously a lo saseh. Okay, but when it comes to Parash Mishpatim, it says it's something else, it's an aseh of tishbos. Tishbos. Now, the very next pasuk, there in Parshas Mishpatim, after it presents the assay of Tishbos, it says in Perakol Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Uvechol asher amarti lechem tishomeru, tishomeru." And then it goes on to something else. But you know, what is our Hashem Elohim Achim Elzaskiru? But the first half, "Uvechol asher amarti lechem tishomeru, guard, protect." Okay, lest you do X, Y, and Z, right? Guard against something. Tishomeru. So there, the Mechilta, which is the Medrash Halacha in Sefer Shmos, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, there in Mishpatim, it's called Masechta Dekasva. Actually, Mishpatim was actually very possibly one time two different sedras. Okay, and it depends on how you do the count. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch, for example, where he divides everything up by the Parsha Shavua, so Mishpatim is two sections. The section that begins in Kesef Talvez Amin, perhaps the second section of the parsha, maybe with a different parsha. But in the it's called Masechet Chasm and Parsha Chav. Uchol Asher Amarti Lachem Tishomeru, Alechem Tishomeru. So it says that this flows, the Mechilta, the Dabar Acher, another second interpretation was presented. I think there are a couple others. But the Pasuk Yud Gimel, source 8, flows from Pasuk Yud Beis. It's continuing to talk about Shabbos. And the Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, it's talking about Shabbos, Sheishim Tassim, Masechet Chasm, Tishbos. And then, look at the Baraka, Rechola Shamarta, Begomer, Lama Nemar, Levisha Omer Laos, that's the Malacha. So, what do you need that puzzle for? You know, Rechola Shamarta, Lechem Tishomeru, and Tishomeru, I should have put it in, but the Gemara tells us in a few places, Mashi quotes the Chomish and others, when the Torah used the word, a root of the word Shin Memresh, Ishomer Shmor, it's a Losas there. Ishomer Pen and Al. Okay, the Torah says Pen to do this, and Al to that, it's a Losas there. So here it's a Losas, what do you need it for? Mechilta says, you already have lo saseh malacha. I understand the assay of tishbos. Fine, there's also an assay. But the next phrase, v'chol asher amarti lechem tishomeru, what does it add? So the Mechilta says, because ainli al advarim she'ein mishum malacha. But if it only the pasuk in the assay of dibros, I would have asked it only something which falls in the category of malacha. How we define malacha, whatever malacha is. Dvarim she'ein mishum shvus minayin. How would we know that something which is a shvus is also usher. I'll have to define what the word shvus means, but that's the Mechilta's question. Usually we assume the shvus is darbanan. So what kind of funny question is that? What do you mean? Dvarim shem shvus minayin. Minayin usually means you're looking for what? A source in the Torah. What do you mean? It's shvus darbanan. Right? That's a funny question, but that's what I'm not making up. That's what it says in Mechilta. Right? It says, Dvarim shem shvus minayin. Talmud lomar b'chol asher amarti lechem tishomeru lahavi dvarim shehein mishum shvus. Okay, so it comes to include something which is a category of shvus. Yeah.
Just one more time. I'm thinking that. I'm wondering how you connect the two. Well, why is he connected to each other?
Because sheishu says about the tishba, how much you tishbos, that's an asay. It's in the very next pasuk. This opinion in the Mechilta assumes it's also talking about Shabbos. I tell you, tishomeru, guard yourself. Don't do what you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Right, so, but the question is, what do you mean? You already have a pasuk in the Aser Seder. It says, Lo saseh malacha. What do you need this for? You want to tell me the first pasuk, Tishbos? Okay, that's introduced what? And I say, okay, good. I got that. But according to the, again, notice that it's a Dover Acher. There are other interpretations of what that phrase means. But according to this approach, in the Mechilta, the second pasuk, or at least the first half of the second pasuk, is continuing to talk about Shabbos. So what do you need that for? You already have a specific pasuk, Asr Malacha. What was the antidote? What can't you do? Can't do Malacha? We know that already. The answer is no. It's come to teach you there are certain things which are not which will not qualify as Malacha, but they'll be also on Shabbos anyways. And what's that? That's what we call Shavuos. So keep in the back of your head, we usually assume shlus means something that's on the darbonah. So it's strange that the mechilta would say minayim. I mean, it was it's a smachta or something. Okay, could be. That's always an answer. Okay. But what I do want to point out, we'll keep that thought in the back of your head, but I do want to point out as well that what seems to be from this drasha, now that the even if you assume it's an asmachta and so on, you've answered that question. But once you have the general rule of ushmartam es mishmarti, which the Gemara derives means asu mishmar es mishmarti, so far states that applies to Shabbos also. What do you need is another limud to teach you? The Mechilta says, how do we know that there were other restrictions on Shabbos? Because of Mechala Shamartam of the Shameru, Lahavi Dvarim Shein Mishum Shuz. But even without that, I would have known that the Rabbanim can impose certain safeguards on Shabbos, just like we find asu mishmeres mishmarit about other dinim as well, right? So evidently, by Shabbos, there's another limud besides the regular limud of asu mishmeres mishmarit. Because apparently that wasn't enough. There's something added with regard. You know what I'm saying? There's something added with regards to Shabbos that why didn't a special drasha by Shabbos to teach us that the chacham should make shogim? We already have a shog of mishmarit mishmarit asu shog la Torah. From back by Kala Tara Kula. So what's added in terms of Shabbos? What do you need it for? Huh? Well, okay, but it's funny I have a shog for an essay, but okay, possibly. But keep that thought as well. I'm just pointing out that as I started the Marma Kamas, there's a general rule of Sus Shog La Tara, and that's learned from Mishmartim is Mishmartim, and Sus Mishmartim is Mishmartim, why is Kala Tara Kula? And you can think by the other example here. Nida, Chokas, all kinds of dinim that we have the restrictions which are designed to safeguard you from violating other rights. Well, there's a side point. Even though Rashi said there in the end of Achimos, but most assume that the din of Asum Mishmeres and Mishmarit is not limited to Bezdin. It's limited to Bezdin to impose an Isser that everyone will have to follow. But actually, every person should figure out, you make your own Siog as well, make your own Asum Mishmeres and Mishmarit. If you find, let's say, a guy, every time he walks to the bus stop and he passes this bakery and he smells the delicious non-kosher cakes, he was tempted to buy one. So what's his siyag should be? What? Walk a different way, right? They're not going to impose that on anyone else. But if you have a particular, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go to, I have an uncle, not anymore, my mother's uncle, was a Robin outside of Pittsburgh. So anyway, we used to go to Rosh Yom Kippur. So it happened to be the way of the shul. It passed by this non-kosher bakery, you know. And as you walk by, it's early in the morning, you know, you could smell delicious, delicious stuff. And your kipper, you're like, great, this is what you want to do. When you're walking the shul, your kipper, you want to smell the delicious, delicious cakes and donuts and stuff. But anyway, but if you find you're tempted by that or anything else, and people, whatever tempts you, make your own show. And when it says, lahaz yabezak, a bezin should do it, has to do it for the whole tzibur. I'm not going to make a rule. You can't walk by that restaurant or that bakery. You're not tempted by it. Right? Okay. Anyway, but getting back to this, I'm pointing out that when it comes to Shabbos, in addition to the regular shmartim and mishmarti, asum mishmarti and mishmarti, you have also this rechol shmarti lachemti shameru, which includes other things which are not in the category of melachas. Okay. Why do we need that? So let's see. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Chof Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos Aleph Aleph 10. Ne'amar b'Torah our pasuk tishbos, and he says this means afilu midvarim she'enan melacha chayav lishbos man. We saw this once at the beginning, but that's what the Rambam says, right? Afilu midvarim she'enan melacha. That's the key. They don't qualify melacha for whatever reason. Okay, it's not melachas machshavas. It's whatever we touched to discuss, right? It's somehow not going to meet the qualifications for melacha. But afilu midvarim she'enan melacha chayav lishbos man. You have to refrain from doing them on Shabbos too. And then the Rambam writes, "Udvarim harbehein she'asru chachamim mishum shvus," and there are quite a number of things. Rambam acknowledges quite a number of things. Rabbanon asered because of shvus. So now, so your point that it comes, the Rambam seems to say it comes from tishbos. It's not going to be a melacha, but since there's a mitzvah of tishbos, so that's kind of like prompts the chachamim to come up with other things which will allow enable you to fulfill tishbos. The Rambam does draw the link that you do. In fact, according to the Rambam, the Pasha says the word shvus itself, probably a derivative of tishbos, right? Because it's a mitzvah tishbos, we call the rabbinic restrictions shvus. The rabbinic restrictions are on activities which don't qualify as malacha, okay, but they're going to qualify as forbidden on Shabbos anyway, because of tishbos, that's a shvus. But it's the Rabbanah. And then the Rambam says, we'll talk about this shortly too, mehen dvarim asur v'nei she'domim l'malachos, Some of them, the Rabbanan asked because they're very similar to Malachas. They may, for some technical reason or another, not qualify as Malacha, but that we had this in many cases, right? I mean, you know, Moshe Gufa, other things, similar enough to not exactly the same, so it's not the Malacha, but it's something else. Okay, it's similar to the Malacha, so there's certain things which are, you know, so similar to Malacha, the Rabbanan asked, even though for one reason or another, won't technically qualify as Malacha. And Mehen, Dvarim Asrum Gzeira Shema Yava Mehen Isu Skila. The other thing is, it's not necessarily similar, but if you do this, it'll lead you to do something which is awesome. Okay, you know, to just to give an example, and we'll see. We're talking about this today, but if I do something like the kilachaya, do something in the backhanded way. Okay, so you know, if I break a branch off a tree, I'm a right-handed person. So if I break a branch off my left hand, so that's not kedarka and so on and so forth. So it may not be a malacha doraisa, but still it's similar enough. Okay, it's similar enough that what that the rabbanon are going to say that it's aser. It's similar enough to do it by left hand. We mentioned certain things with left hand anyway, like carrying it, but whatever. Those things that are not, or if I write with my left hand. So again, it's not right, but it's similar enough that the rabbanon will aser. The other category that Robin says, it may not be similar at all. And following along the same lines, we say you can't ride an animal on Shabbos. Why not? You remember why not? Because you may break a branch to whack the animal. Now, that's not, riding an animal by itself is not similar to breaking a branch. Breaking a branch with my left hand is similar to breaking a branch with the right hand. That's one type of drabbanan. Riding an animal is not in any way by itself inherently similar to breaking a branch. But what? May lead you to break the branch. So that's what I'm saying. It's important to stay, you know, important to understand the two types he's referring to. Mehen Dvarim Asrum Neshem Domin L'Malachas, and then Mehen Dvarim Asrum Gzeira Shema Yavo Mehen lead to an Issus. And then he lists them.
It seems to be like neither one is about creating an ambiance.
Well, okay, hold that thought. But it does really, because you know, we'll see. It does really, because you're going to do everything, you know, you're going to do everything normally and just do it with your left hand, you do it with your foot. You have a regular day and just be careful not to technically violate the rights. It doesn't create an ambiance of Shabbos, right? But okay. And the Magid Mishnah says as follows. The Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, Parakah, Falav, Alach, Alav, and Tos 11. Magid Mishnah writes, Nemer, Batorah, Tishbos, etc. Kavonah, Sarbeinu, Hi. Shatorah, Asura, Prote, Hamalachah, Savaras, Alpia, Derech, Shizbaru, Yenem, Shireim. Okay, the Torah.
You said a question last month.
Yeah.
What, that's depending on what the reason the Torah was only asked for Shabbos.
Why did the Torah only ask for Shabbos?
Is that saying
that
that?
What that? What?
Why?
But it's based on the Mishnah.
Not for Shabbos, but we're supposed to go and possibly include even Sfar Yom, even though it's not appropriate.
Right, but only be the Rabbanan.
I'm saying what's the reason? What's the reason the Torah?
Why the Torah?
We still say that. It's
yeah, yeah. Appropriate. Right. It wouldn't be a lot of the rice. Why would the Torah only? I mean, again, it's learned out from Malacha. The Torah is used for Malacha, but not Malacha is. So Malacha has a specific definition. I mean, maybe that's what my mission is saying. A Torah also prote hamalachas and mavoros. Okay, but maybe my mission is the question a little bit. I can't explain why it's only made it like the Mishkan, but what he says, look, Kavanas Rabbeinu Hishat Torah also Prag Malach Moros Al Pei Derech Shnei Baruch the name of Shirem, but Dayan Haya Adam Yochol Lios Omel B'Dvarim She'enan Malachos Kol Hayom Elchach Amra Torah Tishbos, and that's Rambam. We'll see in a moment. Ubo Chafamim Ve'Asu Harbei Dvarim. So what he's saying over here is really, that's what Tishbos means, because Tishbos is necessary for the ambiance, right? And Tishbos is necessary because there are a bunch of things which a person theoretically could do and not technically violate any malacha. Okay? Adam yachol lios omel bidvarim she'enan malachas. Okay? And therefore it says Tishbos, and the Chachamim came and asked it. All right? So that's a question. Is it just a smach, or is that really what Tishbos is? And I think what he's getting at is it really this all din of Rabbanan? Now, Rabbanan found some of smachta from Tishbos. Or, I mean, I don't think it's a huge difference. You look in the Lechem Mishnah, it's a little different. The Lechem Mishnah there in Parakavala 12 quotes it, Kosav Rabba Magid, Right? Hey, hey, the Rabbi Magid, that's the Magid Mishnah. Like a Mishnah quotes the Magid Mishnah. Kavanas Benisha Torah also Pratma from the O Tiago, etc. F Shalomar. He's explaining the Magid Mishnah. The Pirish Rishon Hu Shemash Nemar Bat Torah Tishbos Hu Sheosra Torah Mine Shus. That's really the Torah that asked these things. They're also Mida Oraisa. Ulezeh Ba Torah Amat Tishbos. Ba'adavar Nimsar L'Chachamim. You know, it's the din d'oraisa of Tishbos. Okay, the din d'oraisa of Tishbos. What that Tishbos means practically, that was left up to Chacham to determine. You hear what he's saying? In other words, if I'm saying it correctly, right? He's saying this is what the Magen Mishnah means. It's the first approach, right? Shemashenemar b'Torah Tishbos hu she'osra Torah minei shus.
So Rabbeinu here means the Magen Mishnah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, because Kavanas Rabbeinu. No. He's quoting the Rabbeinu. Because of a Rabbi Magid, that's a quote of the Magid Mishnah, quoting the Rambam. But now he's adding Efsha Rabbeinu after the period. Efsha Loma, that's him himself. Efsha Loma, the parish Rishon, the first parish in the Magid Mishnah. The Chamish is just expanding upon the Magid Mishnah. And he says, hey, stands for Rabbi Magid. That means the Magid Mishnah. Okay, so first he quotes the Magid Mishnah. He says, Efshalom, according to the first approach, and you look back in the words, right? The Lachach Amra Torah Tishbos. The Torah says Tishbos. What does Tishbos mean? That's what? That's left up to the Chacham to determine. I don't think of it parallel as a parallel.
So basically, the Magid Mishnah that he's saying that the explanation one is that the Torah gave the Doraisa power to the
Right, the Torah, but ultimately it's a Torah law of Tishbos, and they define it. By Perish Hashani, who shalobah Torah less Bishus Ela Malachos Gemuros, Ala Chachamim Samchu Bishus Al Mikuzeh. It's not Smachta, right? It's really Midrabanan. It's just two different approaches. Like a mission, simply expanding on the Magid Mishnah. The first approach, though, is similar to what some hold is the issue by Malach and Chalamoid. People don't understand. Chalamoid is a misunderstood concept. Okay, certainly when I grew up, you know, Chalamoid, okay, it was a break in Yantra. I mean, he couldn't eat Chametz, he still had to eat the Sukkah, you know, but in terms of Malacha, certainly, you know, people went around business as usual, okay, and dressed as usual, except, you know, because those schools, they went on trips. But really, Chalamoid, according to many, there's an issue of Malacha, Dorais on Chalamoid. Which Malachas? I was left up to the Rabbanu to determine. They made exceptions to the Dabar Ovid, Dabar Tzor Hamoid. I think I can lose his pronunciation, whatever it is. Okay, but Masrua Akosu the Chachamim. It's a Gemara says that Masrua Akosu the Chachamim. Right, other things like that. But that. So that's the Lechem Mishnah explaining the Magid Mishnah. So, but one approach certainly is that because to create the atmosphere of Tishbos. So the Chacham were charged with, in fact, assuring certain things to preserve that Tishbos. It's really a Doraisa, right? But the Dabar Nimsa Chachamim to fill in the details. You hear? It's an interesting concept. The second thing is, no, it's a Drabana without a Smachta from Tishbos. It's more like other Drabanas, okay? Now, there's another puzzle. There's another, you know, the standard Mechilta that we use is the Mechilta of Yishmael. That's the regular Mechilta on Shmos. Right, you know, right? The Mechilta is a Medrash Halacha. We usually think of Medrash as stories, you know, and that's true. That's Medrash Agada. So the Medrash Rabbah, you know, those type of Midrashim are fundamentally, excuse me, those type of Midrashim are fundamentally, you know, lessons and pedagogy, whatever it is. Okay, but the Medrash Halacha, of which there is none on Breishis, because not when Halacha is on Breishis, but the Mechilta is on Shmos. And the Sifra is on Vayikra. Sifra is, you know, the Aleph at the end in Aramaic, like the Hey at the beginning, Hey at the beginning, which has Sefer, one Sefer. The Sifra, it's also called Torah's Kohanim, same word. And then the Sifrei, Sifrei is plural. Sorry, B'midbar and Dvarim together. So that's Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha reads like Sifarim. Yeah, because it's on two works. It's on B'midbar and Dvarim. It's on two books. Whereas as opposed to Vayikra, it's Sifra, it's only one Sefer. Okay, it was combined into two. Right, Hasa Aramaic, Aleph at the end, like the Hebrew Hey at the beginning, Hey Hey at the end. And the Yud plural is like Yud Mem in Hebrew, in Aramaic.
So Sifra is also plural?
No, Sifra is single. Sifra is Hot Sefer, the book.
And what's the Yud?
And the Yud in Sifra is like Yud Mem in Hebrew, Sarim.
I thought you were just Yud in Sifra.
No, there's no yud. It's not peyresha. They could, I guess, have a yud at the beginning after the samach. The samach, you know, usually don't spell that. You could. Okay. Anyway, bottom line. So the regular mechilta mishnah reads like mishnah. Many of the same speakers. We keep it. Whatever it is. Okay. But there's also another version of the mechilta called mechilta b'shimbar yochai. Okay. It's also it's all available. You know, we have in the Spanish. You have at home, huh?
The more famous parish
of the Tziv is on the Sifrei, called Eimek HaNetziv, but the Torah is kind of also. It's not as I happen to have it at home. There's a Tziv on the Mechilta called Birkas HaNetziv, the commentary on the Mechilta, and there's also a Tziv called Eimek HaNetziv on the Sifrei. The lesser known work is the one on the Sifra, for whatever reason. It's not as available. I don't know why. I haven't even get it. So we haven't here the Bishmajer. Anyway, so the Mechilta B'Shem Yochai, so it's a different version. I mean, a different text. But anyway, and the Pasuk in Parsha B'Shalach. Parsha B'Shalach in Perek Tes Zayin, which most Pasuk called Gimel 13, that's where the mitzvah of Shabbos is introduced for the first time to the Jewish people. Shabbos, of course, is mentioned in the Bereishis. Right, but there were no Jewish people, there were barely any people at all, right? By Chulash Ma'avarat Zvotzom, that's in the end of Shish and Ibrashis. But in Parsha Shmo, in Parsha B'Shalach, before Aseres HaDibros, we have the Mon. And there was not going to be any Mon falling on Shabbos, a double portion of Mon would fall on Friday. So in that context, the Torah presents some example of Dibur about Shabbos. So one of the things it says there in Perek Tes Zayin, also called Gimel 13, Baruch Alayim Hu Asher Dibur Hashem Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh L'Hashem Mahar. And therefore, Eis Asher Tofu, whatever you want to bake today on Friday, Eis Asher Tofu Asher Vashil, cook whatever you want, Miskola Odeh, Fani Chalim Utamerez, Mishra, Sarabokum, whatever's left, save for tomorrow. Right? That's the context of that pasuk. So, Mechilta B'Shem Yochai, that pasuk.
Is it that pasuk? Is it
called
a different pasuk?
I thought it is. Yeah, you're right. No, but in the Mechilta B'Shem Yochai, just a moment. I'm not sure. But the end, he quotes. He quotes it at the end. I'm sorry. You're pointing out correctly. It's on Perkin Reis Pasuk Design when it starts. But the pasuk for our purposes, the one at the end, yeah. So it says, "Ainly 14, it's similar to us. Again, it's a similar style to the Mishnah and the Gemara, right? Ainly ala malacha shechala minachatos. Malacha shechala minachatos binayin. Ba'olam b'ilam, b'larokh b'nagabe behema, we can climb a tree and run an animal, and shotten up and swimming, and sapkin and clapping, and rocking and dancing, all these different things I want to do. Ainly ala malacha. We're going to see this in a similar mission Bates shortly. Talmud Lomar Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh. Magic word here, the Mechilta B'Shem Yochai is not playing off of Tishbos, rather off of Shabboson. Shabboson, Shabbos Kodesh. Those are the key words. Okay. And then again, it doesn't make a practical difference. But to teach this notion of that there are even things which don't qualify as malacha, which are going to be awesome. That's all the things you listed there, not climbing a tree, and not riding an animal, not clapping, and not, you know, all these different things. We learn it out from Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. We had the drasha in the other Mechilta, the Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel is Tishbos, right? And the following post, the Cholash Shemuel Alechem Tishamir. The Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, they learn it out from Shabbos home. Okay, I'm just showing you another, and the truth is, I pointed it out, I wouldn't have bothered pointing it out, except the Rabban's famous comment is on the word Shabboson, not in that pasuk. Ramban makes his comment on the word Shabboson in Parshas Emor, none of the Omer Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Parakov Gimel Vayikra, pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dabei. The Rosh Hashanah Emor, the Berel Bnei Yisrael Emor B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Echad B'Chodesh, and the month of Tishrei, seventh month, first of the month. Yelachem Shabboson Zichon Shuv Mikra Kodesh. Torah used the word Shabboson over there, so it's there that the Ramban chooses to elaborate what does Shabboson mean. Okay. So he writes in 16, in a Yidrashu, okay, what does the word Shabboson mean? Okay, they make a drasha that Shabboson comes to include Lishbos bo legamri afilu midvorim she'enon me'avos malachos dovosayim. He refers also to this drasha, okay, that the word Shabboson, like the word Tishbos, the word Shabboson also comes to include various other things that are not in the category of malacha. Okay, but you know, Avalon is barley. Is this an asmachta? Because he points out that the word shuz is worth reading. I'm not going to read the whole Ramban now, but you should read it. important Ramban Nebor. He says Kishrus Belashon Nebor Lavasol Devrayim. He's bothered by the Kashrus before. Shrus usually means, you know, whenever we refer to a Shrus, we're referring to a Din Rabbanon. He talking about my Dvarim Shein Asur Mishum Shrus Devrayim Minayim. He's referring back to that Michilta Rabbi Shmuel that we had in number 8. Right, Gemara says, "Mishomer lo says, 'Ain le dvarim shem mishum malacha, dvarim shem mishus minayim.' What do you mean, dvarim shem mishus minayim? That's usually you're looking for a mug, not just an asmak. You're looking for something Torah. Funny language. And Ramban is bothered by that. Right? He says, "Hey, how you answer that question? The derech asmakos. Okay, usually when you have an asmakta, you don't have that formulation minayim." You know, we sometimes say it's a remez min haTorah minayin or something. We don't have that type of drasha. All right. So he writes, Benir Ali.
Where is that?
About 4-5 months from Midrash 16, second, third one line. Benir Ali. Shamidrash Hazeh Lomashin Itztavino min haTorah Lios Lano Menucha B'Yomta. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah. So he's talking about Yomta. See that? Benir Ali, about 5 lines from top of 16. Okay. Benir Ali, see now he mentions Yantav because that's what he's talking about. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah, but it's the same thing with Shabbos. So he says, "Shnitzavrinu min haTorah liyos donam menucha biyantav afilu mizvarim she'ena malach lo sheyitzua kol hayom limdod hatvos." We saw this on Bible before. Not the person to be busy the whole day. He's measuring his grain and he's weighing how much fruits there are, and he, you know, he opens up these Caleb and takes this out, puts that in, and so on and so forth. There you can read on, and the store will be open. Just won't write anything down, but he'll sell you on credit. He'll buy, you know, he'll charge, you know, all these things. And did you violate anything in that Torah? No, you were clean. Okay, you know, you can't pin anything on me. It's not in the handbook. You know, I was joking when I was running the high school. You know, so there are certain students who, you know, okay, high school boys misbehave, understood. But you know, there's certain kids that they don't do that well in Gemara, but they know the student handbook by heart. You try and tell them, why do you? It's not the student handbook, Rabbi. I don't know exactly what it says in the student handbook, that they know. Okay. But so that's the person who said, "Oh, here's somebody. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? I kept my store open. I took my crops in. I put this in, took that out, carried them. I didn't find anything to rise them." Right? You can't pin anything on him. Right? So therefore, you'll do mekachu memkar, all the whole business. All right. And it'll end up being that, you know, lechach, about 3-5 lines in the bottom of that paragraph. Lechach Omra Torah Shabboson, and that's what he emphasized, the word Shabboson, not for the word Tishboson. The Rambam, like we saw, the Chamishna, the Rambam, they all learn from Tishbos. The Chamishna and the Magid should come to the Rambam. Rambam chooses to derive it from Shabboson. So Lechach Omra Torah Shabboson, Sheyidye Yom Shvisa Menucha Lo Yom Torah. It's not be a day where you're busy with all kinds of other activities. It's a day of rest in the Menucha. Yeah.
What is that? Awesome.
Yes. So again, according to Ramban, does not give you the rules. Now, does Ramban agree with that first interpretation? The left up to the Chachamim to define what, and that's what the assumption is that it was left up to the Chachamim to define what's included in the Torah or not.
Is that really because it's just
like, what?
He's
just saying that with Shus and Ramban, so he doesn't punch it out. Okay, but he says all of these things. It sounds like he's saying the same thing. I understand anyway, as like the Magen Mishnah, as the Lecha Mishnah said, in explaining the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam, that it was left up to Chavim, exactly your point, to determine what is considered Torah, what's not. You know, I mean, look, it's not much of a, you know, it's not much of a Torah to flick a light switch, right? But I mean, let's assume there's no A's. It's still awesome. So it was left up to Chavim. But with meanwhile, it'll help us understand, I think. We ask the question, what do you need these special drushes, okay, when it comes to, and this we'll see in a moment, the Rambam Shulchan makes this comment, what do you need these special drushes by Shabbos? We have a general rule, what do you have to have a special pasuk as well with the Rabbanon? And always ask for things that keep you away from doing an Avera D'Oraisa, or similar to an Avera D'Oraisa. And we see by Shabbos, a different category. Shabbos is, and I'll call upon him a kiyum of an asay. Okay, and when it comes to Boston Chalav, they say don't eat chicken and milk. Okay, because it's a safeguard; you won't come to eat beef with milk. Okay, but here, when it comes to Shabbos, the extra psukim, it's not just the usual drabbanon; it's a drabbanon which almost, perhaps, is doraisa, or perhaps doraisa will have to come to determine the pratim, or al koponim. It's a kiyum; it preserves an ambiance which the Torah requires. You hear the distinction? That's why the Torah does that. That's what Ramban seems to say. It's interesting because the Ritva. was me, the Talmud based on, you know, based on the Rabban, the Talmud of Rosh Bo, the Talmud Rabban, says something similar. Again, you know, the Yoma, okay, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis and Beis, 17. Shofar Shofar Shoshana. Ain Ma'arin Lavis Atchum, Ain Mefakam Lavis Hakal, Lo Olam Ba'ilan. Okay, you can't buy these all Dinu Drabana. You can't go Olusum Nat Tchum Drabana. You can't go outside the Tchum to go here, Shofar. Okay, Ain Mefakam Sakal, if it's buried under something, you can't open it. If for whatever reason your Shofar is up in the tree, hard to imagine what happened. But let's say, you know, the kid has a tree house and they brought the Shofar in there. Oh, no. It says, Lo Olam Ba'ilan, Lo Rofan Agabi Behema. Says openly, you're not allowed to violate anything for the sake of the mitzvah kiyush shofar, as important as it is, whether it's bein b'dover shum mishum shvus, bein b'dover shum mishum lo saser. Okay, you want to do all this, as Rashi said, lishmo takiyah to be. So the Ritva says, the Ritva, chidush Ritva, in there in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis and Beis 19, he writes, Pirish. Even though the things that are listed in the Mishnah are all the Drabbanim, lo dachinan lehu mishum mitzvah shofar. We don't push aside those Drabbanims for the sake of the mitzvah shofar. Ki hechi, just like the lo dachinim alacha gemura, the lo asi asay the dachin flos and say the yontem. Okay, we're not going that now, but it's a yontem has both an asay. I don't know, asay so to Shabbos. Okay, I mean Shabbos. We don't do it. Vehu adin. Shvus drabana. Okay, same thing, even a drabana. We don't push it aside for the sake of tzkiyah shofar. Shechachomim amidu divrayim, v'mokom mitzvah sashay she'ein bo kores, shebezdin mastin lakor dovin matorah, dovin matorah v'shei v'al taisen. Okay, the rabbanon have the authority. Then the rabbanon will assume the shaman dancing. So the rabbanon do not have the authority to tell you to actively violate some of the Torah. But passively, not to fulfill some of the Torah. Let's say I don't hear shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Did I actively violate the Torah? No, I just didn't hear shofar. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But I wasn't the kind of mitzvah saying to hear shofar, right? It's called I violated Shei Bal Tais. I sat home and I did nothing. I go to shul. So many Jews, unfortunately, right? They won't hear the shofar. They didn't actively violate a Rosh Hashanah. They just didn't hear the mitzvah. So the Chachamim can say, we're telling you for the sake of these rules, Not thinking. Yesh koch b'yad chachom lakar davar b'natar b'shev al taisen. Chachom have that authority to uproot something from the Torah in the category of shev al taisen. They just don't do anything. Can't actively, again, the Shalom presents it differently, but according to the Bible, you can't actively do something against the Torah, but just, I'm passive, I sit. Okay, that's called shev al taisen, because that's what he says is going on over here. Okay, the common denominator in the Rabbanan Ritva, even though they didn't Rabbanan, their hachokos to protect the doraisa, it seems to be some type of a keyum. Okay, there's some sort of a doraisa involved. So now take a look at the Aruch Shulchan towards the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos 20. The Aruch Shulchan is in Aruch Chaim from Reish Mem Gimel Sif Beis. First, he quotes the Rambam. Okay, and there's more to that before, which I should quote. For the next piece, but the Aruch Hashulchan quotes it. He says, "V'chein kazer the Sif Beis first." He says, "V'chein kazer Rambam who saw Nemar b'Torah Tishbos and filled with Dorshin Malachim Chayav Tishbos fine." Sif Gimel. V'chein kazer Dov Shem Rabban the Kabbalah b'Yadenu sheshvusei Shabbos einam kisharei isurei darabonan elahein ki isurei Torah. That's Aruch Hashulchan is quoting. He says in the Ramban, in the Ritva.
The
Ram doesn't say those words. He just says, well, he says Tishbos. But it comes out the same. Yeah, it's really about the same thing. Where are you now? No, but that's a lot. That's his base. But I'm reading now some Gimel. He ended it. I mean, he finished
it. Ramban says what he says in Zibbe.
Yeah. Ad Kanashon, but that's a quote. He says Ad Kanashon at the end. He quotes the term of the Ramban. But the point is, the key point is Kabbalah b'yadenu sheshvusei Shabbos einam kishaarei isuri davanam elam kishuri Torah. Okay, they have the weight. And that's again why we didn't suffice with the regular rule of asus yoga Torah and shmartim mishmarti asum mishmarti mishmarti. When it comes to Shabbos, we have other drushes because the isuri davanam of Shabbos are not the same as the isuri davanam kol Torah kula. Okay, Elohim Kisur Torah. Rael is that he located and never the minute Torah and also Malacha Mamish of a Masal Matun Mutter. Okay, you're going to tell me business is mutter? I can do business without writing. So Bechilazay Yikari Yom Menucha. You're going to call that like the Rabban, right? You call that a Yom Menucha, Shvisa, Shekol Echad Yasok Mischaro V'Yeshu B'Chanus V'Yikne V'Yimkor V'Ein Zalam Min Masmiyim. Ela Ikar Inyan Hu. What's the distinction? The Melocha Mamish. Once something qualifies as Melocha, then Chiva Torah Skila. Then it's a Chiva Skila. Okay, it's a capital offense. But Ashvusim Lo Chiva Skila. Shvus. That's where the difference comes into play. If it's just a matter of maintaining Tishbos, which Rabbanan defined, okay, so you're not going to get a skila for it, lochi v'skila. Aval isuron isur gomor ki isur Torah. Wow, that's a powerful statement. It says an absolute isur gomor. And that's why Shabbos needs these special joshim besides the usual siyog. Nobody's going to say that the usual siyog is a violation of a araisa. Okay, in fact, they can't say that. When it comes to Shabbos, these aren't regular siyogim. These aren't regular, you know, whether Rabbanan asked something, you know, because you might... It has the force of its heart because of Tishbos or Shabbos, whichever Josh you like. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It says kids, so it's still not.
Yeah, it's not quite. I know. I'm trying to strike a balance, I guess. Okay. Now, that's the Rosh Hashanah in Siman Resh Mem Gimel. Similarly, later on, in Siman Shin Ches Siv Dalet, he continues because he says, you know, it's much later, but he refers back to what he said before, 21. Dinei Kvar Biarnu Beresh. The Shul says Shabbos ain't on Domos of Cholis Dorabon. Behemi Daraisa. The David Abi Aram. He quotes that Ram again. Okay, and he writes in the third line. Upirish Hamagid Mishnah. My Mishnah didn't exactly say it, but the Lecha Mishnah said and explained the Magid Mishnah. Shatora Mosra L'Chachamim. Again, it's a Daraisa, but the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to present the details. And he quotes that Mechilta, the Ramban, and then we mentioned before. Okay. And he writes, look, three lines in the bottom of 21. Uvishas matan Torah, Sivol and Moshe Rabbeinu lechol shvusei Shabbos al pi Hashem. But Torah kolala v'lashon tishbos. The below Ashusim ain't countries are called. Okay, so that's you know, even though look at the last line, ain't chavelan skila v'chatas, aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, key word. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chiev Osan Lishbar Kol Ashusim Kasher Heim Tzon Hayom. So again, you know, he's saying it really has the force of a deraisa, at least in some ways. Yeah.
But it's not like it, somebody
going to have
you grab
malacha.
I mean,
with
malacha, there.
No, malacha is just sort of like it's not rabbanu. They were trying to say what did the Torah mean by malacha? Okay, which is defining the term malacha. So we said it has to be like the Mishkan. Malacha. So Shemus is a why, but that's what it is. Okay, so but here we're saying it. We're not defining the term. I mean, we're defining the term tishbos, but it's not that the chachamim instituted that based on the Mishkan. That we assume is defining the Torah's word malacha.
Okay. What is your opinion of that? Except that we have number 39, but what the 39 word was kind of.
Yeah, that's true. That we said that why certain things will fit. You know, why certain things count as more. That's in terms of getting the tally. And certain malachas are very similar. So how come they're separate? Okay, but there it's the key is defining the term malacha. Here we're saying there are abundant asur additional things besides malacha. What the Rosh Hashulchan is saying, and he's taking it all the way, you know, that it's a derisa. Again, I mentioned malacha and chalamoy. Okay, but just for a couple other examples, you know, on Pesach, you know, there's a mitzvah, here it's a mishnah in Pesachim, and it's a Haggadah, right? Behold, over the chayav adam, liris is not smoking, that's a Mitzrayim, where the Rambam is lashon chayav adam laharos is atzmo, right? You have to demonstrate, not only see, you have to demonstrate. And you look in the Rambam, and he says, therefore, you have to have arbakosis and eat haseba and so on. Now, there's no doubt that arbakosis and haseba are rabbanans. Okay, there's no requirement in the rice to drink arbakosis on basis or to recline when you eat. But drinking the arbakosis or sitting haseba is a kiyum in Chayav Adam L'Ros Atzmo Kiddush, which is the Raisa, right? They learn out from Psukim, right? Rosalmi, Sosim, Yisham, and so on. Or we find it in Dine Mamanus, okay? It's a pasuk in Chumash, Rosisa Yoshev Atov, right? Rosisa Yoshev Atov. Now, in Rabbanu, we have a din called Dine de Bar Meitzra. You have a Dine de Bar Meitzra, right? If I have a field, so I should, and I'm selling it, I should first offer the right of first refusal to the neighbor, right? But that's because it's mentioned, right? So it's Yashvatov. Okay, you don't have to take a loss, but whatever. My point is that you said that's called dina de bar mitzvah, the neighbor. Yeah. So that's also, I think, the Darbanan gave you a sort of guidelines how to do about Caesar Yashmatov. Caesar Yashmatov is the Torah. Okay. These are dinim Darbanan, so to speak, that fulfill the din d'oraisa. Well, that's what Hashem seems to say. Now, getting back to start at least with some of the specifics. Okay. So I mentioned in the past that the Pharisee Yisrael has his Adama. To the parish that is on the Mishnah and Shabbos called the Kalkas of Shabbos, and the Klal Elamet Tes Malachas Oz Alam. He writes, "I am Hashem Kodesh Yigas Ramam." I'm not sure what that is there, but he says, "The Ein Ha Parish Less Are Kol Masha Oz B'Chol." Let's understand. When we want to make Shabbos different, it doesn't mean you can't do anything that you do on a weekday. Okay, the Imkain Lo Yochol. When I eat during the weeks, I better not eat on Shabbos. I make the day different. I had to all recline, Kadesh Shos Bechol. Eli Yoshua, he says really, Gimel Ofanim. The Hainu in Sha'asu Chama Dom Mishum Dome, the Dome Lechem Elam Tes Melachos. O Mishum Shema Aide Kach Yovo Lassos Melachos. And here, Tarzal added the third category, O Mishum Tirchi Yisirtu. Okay, in other words, he adds, in effect, the third category. Ram didn't mention. But he mentions the other two, something that's Dome to one of the Melachos, or it's lead to a malacha, like we explained before, or it's tircha yisirta. It's like, tircha yisirta, it's too, it's not what we could say when we were kids, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. It's not Shabbistic, right, to do this. It's not a malacha derisa for sure. It's not even similar to malacha derisa. It won't lead you to a malacha derisa. But maybe you could say, moving things, schlepping things, playing ball, tircha yisirta, it's success. And v'kulon nechlolen v'shem shvus. They're all called by the nickname Shuos. That's the verse as well. Now, we said, the Gemara in Shabbos, Gimel and Aleph 23 says, we saw this already, right? Generally speaking, kol peturi de Shabbos potter aval aser. Generally speaking, okay, whenever we say something on Shabbos, your potter means your potter from the chiyuv of korban and the chatos and so on, aval aser, still aser to do, except for three barmi and haniklas to potter mutter, say the three, trapping a deer, okay, trapping a snake, or mapis musa, opening a scale, we call it a boil or a pimple, something like that. Okay, for various reasons, okay, which is not for us right now. But potav al osir, Rashi explains, important Rashi, Gimel Aleph 24, potav al osir, potav michatas val osir medivreyem lechatchila. And that's how the Rambam paskins, parak Aleph, very beginning of the Shabbos, parak Aleph and the Chabez, kol mokom shenemar v'ilch Shabbos, sh'osa dover zeh chayev. What does it mean, chayev? Chayav Karis. Im Hayosham Eidim Asra, Chayav Skila. Im Hayoshogek, Chayav Chatos. That's what Chayav means. You're Chayav either Skila, if there are witnesses and you're warned about it. If no one's there, so it's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Karis. And if it was a Shogek, you have to bring the Chatos. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Bechol Mokum Shema Shosda was a potter, Harez a potter. What does potter mean? Potter mina Karis, umina Skila, umina Korban. Aval Osir Lassos of Dover Mishavis. Okay, but now we're going to see, we'll at least begin it now, okay, that there are actually two different categories, so to speak, of we'll leave out the tirchis here, we'll come back to that, but the Rambam has two different categories, right? Something which is similar to malacha, or something which will lead to malacha. Okay, so the Mishnah, which we saw before, okay, by Kosei, Kuf Dalam Beis 26. Mishnah is Kosov B'mashkin. I wrote something with, with juice. Okay, I spilled on the table, I made letters out of it, with my finger, I took the juice, I made it into a letter. Or we made peros, B'avad Drochim, B'avad Kosovim, B'chol Dover, Shein Miskai. Excuse me. And something that's not going to last potter. However, and that's similar, L'achar Yodo, did it with your left hand or whatever, baragul, your toes, befeed, your mouth, all these different things, marpico, all these things, potter. Okay, potter, good. Now, the potter and the Rashi explains what they are. All right. So, one category is, we're really going to see three, not just two, because we're going to divide further. But we'll see the really, it's almost like three different categories, okay, in a certain way. But one is something which is usher because it is so similar in its activity that it'll be easily confused with the malacha d'oraisa. Okay? So therefore, based on that Gemara and that Mishnah, the Rama Paskin, the Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, 28, Hakosev Bismolo, you write with your left hand, Olach Yadu, you write with your right hand, but maybe a funny way you hold the pen differently, whatever. Okay, Viragel, Fumer, Potter, Potter, but Potter means Potter or Osir. Just to elaborate on it, the Shulchan Aruch, the Balatanya, the first of Archer Rebbe, right, the Alter Rebbe, and Arachayim Sim Shen Aleph Sif Beis, right, 29. Call our malachos kulan einan asur b'shabbes min haTorah, and also some b'shabbes kedarkan shoso so b'chol. That you know we learned this already. Avim also b'shinui. Okay, miderach haChol she'ain derach haChol olam lasos can't know what to do it that way. Malachos u'potim min haTorah. Avim also lasos came to be somewhere. Shema yaba lasos kedarkan b'chol. Presumably, means it's so similar. Okay, you end up, you write with your right hand, so then you'll move the to your left hand. But you know, in other words, it's so similar. Okay, it's close enough to the malacha that the Rabbanan asked it. You write with your right hand, write with your left hand. Okay, you'll end up, you know, with the same thing. That's what I think he means. Another example. Okay, that's how we can go through these makaros reasonably quickly. The Mishnah says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Beis, Ain Sochta, I think we saw this also, Ain Sochta as Haperos. Lahotzi mehen mashkin. Not allowed to squeeze fruits on Shabbos to extract the juice. Okay, Rashi explains the havel mefarik and told it in disha. Mefarik means to take something out of its original place, like with dosh, which is when you take the kernel out of the wheat stalk and so on. But b'vyot and b'vyotzu me'atzman asurin. Even if the juice oozed out by itself, you left the fruits in a bowl and it oozed out by itself. So now you have juice. It's so asur. Okay, why says Rashi in 31 there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Beis Gzeira Shem Yischot Lechatchil. Okay, because maybe that's it, the Gzeira Shem, because now boy, that was good. Let me squeeze it some more. Right, if it oozed out by itself, and now you drank it from the bowl, and you realize, oh, that was really good. So now you'll squeeze it, you'll violate the rice. Okay, Huda Omeim Ochan Hetzman Mutav Mashkan Hetzman Asu. Huda makes a distinction. What were these fruits there? Okay, were these fruits there because you wanted to eat them? Yeah.
If Asur were Darash and said, is there a Shem Yisrael with a kilo, wouldn't it proper to be Mutter, right? Say Asur. You must have seen someone say Asur.
Darash and Asur. No, but he said, oh, I'm not sure. See, he didn't do anything. And Yotsu may Atzman. The Jew trying to tell you that juice is also a drink. The Jew, you didn't do any action. First case, he ain't soaked. You know, here it says the juice was that. Okay.
Right. Anyway, I always thought like the issur of Malach and Shabbos is that you can't be the agent to do the thing. That if something happened on its own, you know, the point isn't to prevent Malach right. from happening on their own. The point is that you can't do Malach and Shabbos.
Right, but sometimes, here's an example. That, you know, if you have liquid juice that oozed out, so you know, in the bowl, now you drank it, you'll say, oh, that was good, I'll squeeze some more. Well, you forget this the chunk. Sometimes they ask. So that is Xerah. That's correct. Okay, that's Xerah, Rashi says. Second Rashi 31. Xerah Shema Yisro Lechatrila. So good, now I'll go do it Lechatrila. It didn't do that by itself. Now, the Yehuda makes a chilek, it depends what these fruits were there for. Okay, where if I want these fruits for fruits to eat or chop them up, so then Rashi explained, I didn't want anything to ooze out, so I'm not worried about squeezing. I need these fruits in a solid form. I have these fruits set aside, I need them as a solid form. So I'm not worried now that you're going to go ahead and squeeze it because that's how we want the fruits for. You know, so that's what Yehuda says, right? But if the fruits are there for producing juice, then we are. That's what the Yehuda says, okay? And again, they have the Zera Shema Yisrael. Now, the Gemara on that's the Mishnah. Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Beis. The Gemara on that same daf, Kuf Mem Gimel Beis, 32. Okay, he says now a whole discussion about what types of fruits are we talking about. So the Gemara says, "Kufnam Gimel Beis 32." Ain't sochta as a parent. I'm going to Rambam. Modar b'yud lacham is zaysin ba'anovim. Okay, zaysin ba'anovim. Zaysin ba'anovim. Even b'yud agrees. Even if you want them to eat, it's still usher to eat the stuff that oozed out. What do you mean? Why are we afraid? He says because zaysin ba'anovim. Rashi explains. Afal gav dichnis and lochan. I also an usher. The kevah the ruban l'schita kaimi. Olives, most people want olives for the olive oil. And most people, I'm not going to go now, you'll tell me, but that's the Gemara's assumption. And most people want grapes for the juice of the wine. That's what they're mainly used for. Okay? So therefore, you're happy about it. Okay?
Most people want the juice.
That's most people, right? Their ichor is for the liquids, the ichor's extracted. Okay? Comes, yeah. Then, but that's who's speaker. I'm going to remove. Ula of a rab, a small rab. So no, cholokar would opposite on over. This is by on over. Zaysim on over. Okay? It's the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yochanan, Allah of Yehuda, Bishar Peros, Allah of Yehuda, Zaysim on over. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah is like a Yehuda. When it comes to other fruits, then it matters whether it's laochan or mashkin, but not Allah, not like that by Zaysim on over. Amrabah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rishmo, Moder, Rabbi Yehuda, Chab, Zaysim on over, Moder, Chab, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar Peros. Okay, so you read through the Gemara. What emerges is, when the Gemara says, so where's the machoka? It ends up being two timorimoni, strawberries and pomegranates and so on.
Okay.
So let's see. So,
can you
again. So the Gemara says the halacha is like, it depends who the machoka is now. Okay, but Amar Abba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mo Dehar, Behuda, Lacham, Zaysim, Anavim. Yehuda agrees by Zaysim, Anavim, that the stuff is usher no matter what. And the machamo, the bihuda, by other peros. Okay, that it depends whether it's for food or for drink. That's how we assume. Okay, so if by zeisim and anavim, Rabbi Huda agrees with chamo by zeisim and anavim, that no matter what, the stuff that oozed out is usher. And if a chamo agree with Rabbi Huda by other fruits, and it depends whether it's lachila or the mashkin. So what are they arguing about? Right? So what do they argue? He agrees with them by zeis haram. They agree with him by other pair. So what are we left with? Gemara says we're left. That's the kasha which Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba out of my plea. Once they said the rule, okay, which Shmuel agreed to. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba out of my plea. So what's left? Amalek and Lechis Ishkach. Okay, so that gives a different test. But Amar, we're more interested now. Then Amar, but we're not more interested. So Mistaber Betutim Rimonim Plegi. What a Tutim Rimonim. Okay, so look at the second last Rashi and cook them your own base. All right, Mistaber Betutim Rimonim Plegi. The Ika de Boiler the Mashkin. Some people, it's like in the middle. Some people like it. And they use Tutim Rimonim for juice and some, but most fruits are standard for as food. Zaysim and Avim are standard for the liquid that comes out. That's the ikar. So there's no machokas. Machokas is stuff that's kind of in the middle. That some people, 50-50, if this is exactly 50, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so there, that's where the machokas is. Okay? So therefore, look at Rashi. Mistaber Betutim Rimonim Plegi. The ikar de bola le mashkim. Hilchok mashal or bonon kezaysim and Avim. I want to say, well, since many people do like it for the liquid, so then it's to be treated like zeisim on oven, and therefore you can't drink the stuff that goes out because we're afraid you may come to squeeze. Rehuda pulling it out, okay? And Rehuda by zeisim on oven by tutor disagrees. Since some people like it this way, then it's a different deal. But shar peres leka the boil of the mashkin. Most people don't want it for the mashkin. There's no machlokes, okay? But the idea is, so in other words, Rabbanu will say because. They are used to the juice, so it's similar to Zaysim Anovim. Okay, the Meiri is a good explanation. I printed 34. I don't have to read the whole thing, but he says the Meiri writes on that daf in Shabbos Kufnam Gimel Beis 34. Upsak hadvar min zelafri mashish barba who should say here's the psak the wrap up should Zaysim Anovim hoel be koin l'schita. That's the main purpose to be squeezed. Ain soaked in osav Shabbos, of course. The stuff oozed out on its own. Even if you were planning to eat them, still, since they're primarily used for their liquid extract, so therefore you can't drink the liquid extract even in that case. Okay? And that's what he says. So that's in terms of Zaysim Anovim. So, I mean, you know, use it, but you can eat it. It's the main thing for the olive, the olive oil. Right? Now, the Rambam, Paskins this way, Parakhes, Halacha Yud, Avil Shabbos 35. All right. Hasochet is a peros lahat lahotzi meimehen. if somebody squeezes fruit to produce the juice, right, to take the get the liquid out, chayav mishum mefarik. But the ain chayav ashir mashkin shesochet gogeres. Okay, that's the shir. The ain chayav min haTorah el adrichas zaysim manovim bilvad. Min haTorah, the malacha is only on zaysim and anovim. Okay, because they're used primarily for their liquid.
Drichas zaysim.
Yeah, yeah, pressing.
Meaning
yeah, and pressing
doesn't only mean zaysim and anovim.
Well, let's see. So now, let's see. So a little later, Perakafanov of the Bays, he writes in 36, Mefarik chayav mishum dosh. Vasochet zaysim anovim chayav mishum mefarik. Lefichach, and here's what he says. Osur lischot tutim rimonim also. Hoel umitzas bnei adam soaked in osam kizaysim anovim. Shema yavo lischot zaysim anovim. Aval shar peres no prishim betapuchin ruzvadin different type of fruits mutter lesof to b'shabes bnei she'enon bnei schiton. Okay, then that's mutter. Okay, now for our instance, so much about schita right now. What's your question?
I was going to ask, is the Rambam saying that only us who possess an anavim imply that for shvasim
it's derabanan? No, I'm saying zeis anavim is doraisa, but that's the point. Okay, the Rambam seems to be saying that by tutim and rimonim, things which are 50-50 use for both, then it's also usher. Holo mitzvahs by adam sovdin osam kizaysi amarim sheva yavo lischot zaysi anavim. So you're not allowed to do schita on these other types of fruits. I don't know if tapuach means apple. We call apples, it's a question. In modern Hebrew, you know, tapuach is an apple, right? But in biblical, in ancient Hebrew, tapuach probably not an apple. They didn't have apples. Apples, you know, like where they come from, Washington State or someplace right there. They're not a Middle Eastern food. I mean, now you can get anything anywhere, but I'm saying the word tapuach simply means a puffed up, something puffed up, is the word tapuach means. I mean, modern Hebrew, what's an orange? Tapuach, what's that short for? Tapuach zahav. Right? The tapuach zahav, a golden apple. Right? What's a potato? Tapuach adama, right? It just means a puffed up thing. It's one of those apples. Okay. What? Where are you?
No, in the Rambam,
Kigon, Avashar Peres, Kigon, Tafrisin. Yeah, I'm not sure what all these different.
Or does it test something?
No, that test not really appreciated. The test is not good. That's how it goes. I shouldn't have asked it out of a mistake. Okay, but anyway, you know, sometimes I miss the troubles when you copy from the Bar Ilan. So, you know, they have a lot of footnotes in the Rambam, the Shulchan, letters, and so on. It gets mixed up. So I always try to, when I print up the sheet, I try to X those out and I try to delete those, but sometimes I miss it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and then sometimes you make a mistake and it says the word low, and I thought it was a lamed aleph from the shach. Okay, anyway, gotta be careful. All right, anyhow, so but getting back to this, tapuach in modern Hebrew means an apple, you know, and even less modern Hebrew, I think tapuach, the idea that Adam Chava ate an apple is not from Chazal, the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. The Gemara has a few opinions, none of them is apple. Okay, the Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, so he painted an apple. Okay, but that's what most people think of an apple. It probably wasn't an apple. Gemara has an opinion, it was an Esrog opinion, it was wheat. It was another opinion, it was grapes. The other opinion, it was Taino, or fig, because that's the Ale Taino they made afterwards, whatever. But in the Chazal, the apples don't show up. By the way, when it says you make tapuach and charoses, you know, by Ashkenazim, apples are mean green charoses. Right, we have no apples in charoses. Ask one of your friends in Sfarad, they have no apples in charoses. The dates, figs, cinnamon. The Shulchan Aruch says things which B'nai Yisrael compared to Shirashim, all kinds of different things. Okay, but Sfaradim don't eat, I think they made apples and honey, maybe Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure, but the regular Sfaradim don't have apples, maybe now, but they don't have apples in charoses. It says tapuach, because why do we have tapuach? It says tafas tapuach or aticha. The Medrash says that in Mitzrayim, you know, the women made themselves attractive, and they went out and had their babies under the tapuach tree, but it probably doesn't mean an apple tree. You know, that's why we have tapuach in the charoses, because tafas tapuach gemara says, because tafas tapuach, Medrash, I forgot, I don't think that one's anymore. But anyway, tafas tapuach or aticha, but the Sfaradim don't learn tapuach. Anyway, whatever the Rambam meant, I'm not sure. But it means all these different types of fruits. But the point is, these are fruits. He's referring to fruits are normally for, not for juicing, but for actual eating.
Okay.
So the question about oranges, I would say today, would probably be in the middle. No, because orange is more like tutti rimonim, because people drink orange juice. I mean, people, I'm picking any juice. I know, but it's not primarily. Orange, I think, is more than, you know, pear. You can get pear juice too, I understand, but pears are more for peaches. Are more. You can get juice of anything. Yeah. Say again.
So you wouldn't look at an orange factory,
because
then
another
rest
serving or juice. No, I think I have to look in general. But anyway, but we're here. Why do I bring all this in now? Okay, so again, look at the Shulchan Aruch, right? There's Mishinachov, Sefala. Zeitzi Anovim. The two to remote him also also soften. Okay, okay, now there are more rights. I'll address your question. I don't know how far you go. I would say orange probably falls into that category as well. Okay. Our food is different. Okay. Okay, different rules about schita. But schita, on an orange, I would say, you know, in other words, one would suggest, anyway, possibly, that the reason you're not allowed to schita on, in the Torah, it's on the strictest rule is zeisim anavim. But things that are similar to zeisim anavim will also fall into that category. I'll call ponim drabanim. That's what I'm saying. It's even though it's enough of a similarity, the act is enough similar that we're going to assert it as well. That's another category, so to speak, it becomes like schita on a drabbana level by tutum rimonim, even though the rice is only by zeisim and avim, the things in those particular categories. Okay, But things like tutum rimonim, I would say orange is also in that same category, okay? So that's going to be, squeeze an orange, you violate the drabbanon. Why? Because this is the first category, so drabbanon, which is similar enough. I mean, I'm squeezing an olive, I'm squeezing an orange, the same idea, okay? The same purpose.
It's the same identical.
Right, but since the Torah only asks, as we assume, the Torah only asks, schita by grapes and olives, because that's primarily, it's primarily for that purpose. Again, grapes and olives are assumed to be primarily for schita.
But nowadays, grapes are not.
Yeah, okay, that's so you're asking the question. What about, I don't know whether that should change today or not. But again, according to what the Gemara says, grapes and olives, just to emphasize, are primarily for the purpose of the liquids.
It seems like when you press them, something emerges that's even more fashion than the
that, that's the idea, right? And therefore, that's it. Let's make it even proper.
That seems to be the if the person we're talking about that is a difference, then it would make less our food.
Okay, I think it's both. I think because it's more fashion, if you raise grapes. Maybe you'll make more money when you sell it as for the wine manufacturer. So therefore, that's primary function. But again, to clarify, so grapes and olives are primarily for schita. So therefore, if you do schita, that's schita d'oraisa. Okay, but things which are not at all b'nei schita, so then it's mutter. But things which are kind of in the middle, which would probably be a lot of things, certainly tutum rimonim, but even perhaps today, I would assume oranges and maybe apples also. Again, I don't know, we have to figure out. But that'll be the category with the Rabbanon, which is also the Rabbanon. Why? Because it's so similar. It's so much, like right on the left hand side of the right, it's the same thing. So that's one category of the Rabbanon, yeah.
But isn't here, it's both similar and it may
move
the other?
So again, yeah, you're right. And the same thing with the left hand and the right hand. It might lead you, but it might lead you because it's so similar. Right. It might lead to because it'll cause confusion because it's the same basic thing, right? So, but that right, but that's the first category really is that it's lead to because it's the same thing, right? I think the two are interconnected. Okay, the second category, which I'm not going to start on because later, Eddie, we're up to 38. To remember, remind me. The second category is something which by itself is not at all similar to a malacha. Not similar to another example I gave before. Riding an animal is not in any way similar to breaking a branch. you wouldn't say, oh, I ride an animal. That's just like breaking a branch. You know, if you've never heard anything like the Shabbos, you look at this guy and say, you know, that's just like breaking a branch. No, it may lead you to break a branch. So that's a very different. You're right when you said about the Shema, but it's Shema for a different reason. Okay, it may lead you to the Malacha. So that's what we'll have to pick up over here tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. You know, because as we'll see, a bunch of sources, the Beitza, for example, when the Ramban already mentioned, but business things are usher on, business activities are usher on Shabbos. Rabbana, why? Because you may come to write. You write a bill of sale, you write a receipt, you write up a contract, all these different things. Selling, I sell you, you know, some paper, that's not similar to writing, but it'll lead you. With normal practice when you buy something is, you know, you give a guy a receipt or you write up a sale, right? So that's the second type of Rabbana. We'll continue with him tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's interesting, but it's here. I forget.